Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I'll follow though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing. May I
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
We thank the Lord for just being here tonight, and we just give God praise, all honor, and glory. And this is truly the day He's made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And let's go into a word of prayer. And before we get started, Father, we thank you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you praise, give you honor, and glory. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to be in your presence tonight. Now, Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, as we come. Thank you for what you did at Calvary's cross. You died and you rose for us. Even our sins you cast away, Lord God. We thank you for you to overcome, Lord God. We thank you for resurrection power, Lord God, working on the inside of us, Lord God. Help us to overcome every obstacle, every trial, every test, everything that we so easily face, Lord God. We thank you for helping us to overcome it, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, that we are more than conquerors. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have called us to head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, Lord God. And we thank you right now for the fire of the Holy Ghost to arise up upon us, in us, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you right now for letting there be a holy burn, a fire, Lord God. Even thank you right now for the passion. They'll ignite, reignite, and even ignite our passion like never before, in Jesus' name. Help us to be determined and go further. Help us to go into this New Year's this year with vigor and strength, oh God. Help us to go with passion, Lord, in the spirit of expectation that will cause for and bring forth a manifestation in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you right now for your change right now, this time, this hour, Lord, as we humbly shift with you, Lord God. We thank you right now for you doing exactly what you desire to do. Let thy will be done. So, Lord, thank you right now. Your desire, your heart, your purpose, your plan, let it all come to pass, Lord God, the way you desire for it to be, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for this rock, Lord God. Thank you for this service, this blog line, Lord God, that we've been blessed with beyond week after week. And we thank you, Lord God, for just continuing to bless it, even blessing them, even over and above, for what they've given to us, even for allowing us to be here on this line. Lord, we take it not lightly. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for blessing them over and above, Lord God. Whatever other things they desire to do, Lord God, that you will ignite, you will cause to happen, even expanding the vision. And we thank you for change happening now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for even greater things, Lord God, that you'll bring forth and give birth to in this time, this hour, even for them, Lord God, because they're so into the prophet, to the apostle, Lord God. Thank you for even apostolic, even a prophetic reward. Thank you, Lord God, that you should continue to do greater things, Lord God, with them, that this should be only a stepping stone for the greatness that you have planned for them. So, Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you for us all being on here tonight. Thank you for that we, each and every one of us, caught in our robbery, Lord God, to be here tonight. But as we come to hear what the say of the Lord, we thank you for the impact of the word. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, thank you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, give you all honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for each and every one of you. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree, and we thank you for God. We thank God for Prophet Celine Dupree as well. And we just want to thank you all for being here tonight. You didn't have to do it, but we thank you for obeying the voice of the Lord to bring you here to fellowship with us, to hear, to receive with us here at the Lord in Jesus' name. And Lord, and even as we continue to press forward, going forward in Jesus' name, we go forth in the spirit of expectation. We are expecting from God. We are expecting the great things and great opportunity, great sound, even change. We're expecting manifestation that should come from the Holy Ghost. We are expecting some mind shifts, some mindset to change, even our stinking thinking, that we should say. You know, some things that we do or habits, things that we habits that we do is not always healthy. Amen. There might be some things that we do that we may be aiding the enemy and holding us back. So we want to definitely shift some things. Whatever God may lead us to do, we want to be able to do it. Go forth and embrace it wholeheartedly and allow God to be God in our lives. So we just thank the Lord for the opportunity as He's brought us together on the court tonight. And we're looking in the spirit with the spirit of expectation. We're expecting some things to happen. We're looking for change to break forth and come forth in Jesus' name. So we're expecting some different results. All right. All right, so we will get ready to get into the word. Thank you for once again being here. Let's go to Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14. Amen. All right, Luke chapter 14, and we'll start at verse, I think it's 26. We'll start there. Luke 14, verse 26, we're starting. All right, and here we go. Let's go back one verse 25. A large crowd was following Jesus. He turned around and said to them, "If you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else by comparison, for your father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. And if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. Begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it? Otherwise, you might complete only the foundation before running out of money, and then everyone would laugh at you. They would say, 'There's the person who started to build that building and could not afford to finish it.' Or what king will go to war against another king without first sitting down with his counselors to discuss whether his army of 10,000 could defeat the 20,000 soldiers marching against him? And if he can't, he would send a delegation to discuss terms of peace while the enemy is still far away. So you cannot be my disciple without giving up everything you own." Now, we're talking tonight. I want to talk on the subject of, we're talking about building and doing it with God's purpose. Building and doing it with God's purpose. Talking about building, we're talking about whatever it is that God has called you to do, whatever it is he's telling you to do, whatever that process is of becoming, whatever he's called you to do, whatever he's leading you to do in his desire for your life. It's going to take a process of building. It's going to take you taking your time and executing one point after another in order to build up or construct or finish out what he has given you to start. It starts with the seed and idea, and before you know it, it evolves and go forward to do. And so even doing it with purpose, not only is the thing has purpose, but also you doing it, and you do it with purpose. Because you understand the urgency of what God has called you to do, or the fact of the matter is he's put something in your hand to do it. He's trusting you to carry it out. It could be simple as every day, every week, your one main job will be keep that bookshelf clean, keep that bookshelf neat. We can use something simple as that, because of presentation. Because there's a lot that comes out of presentation. Because of the importance of the presentation of that bookshelf, it's your duty, your responsibility, your purpose to make sure that it's neat. You don't function on anything else. You don't try to do this thing, that thing, everything. But your main focus, your purpose for being there, your whole thing etched out in the stone, is to take care of that bookshelf. See, you're continuously working on it. You're always looking at ways to make it look better. You're always, you're building. That's the process of building. You're always making it look better. You're always reducing some things, adding some things, taking away some things. Spicing some things up, bring more life to it, make it more attractive. Whatever it is that God is putting your hand to build, whatever he's putting your hand to do, it's up to us to be successful at it. We cannot blame anyone else for your lack of creativity or certain things you may can't do. The bottom line is we have to find a way when God has placed something in our hand. We have to find a way to execute what he's given to us, to put into good use what he's trusted us with. See, and the thing is, it all goes back to him anyway. We also see here how he talks about the person who's going to war. You know, if I'm going to war for God through him, then I need to trust on him to supply me everything I need to be successful in this war. And so being, having that kind of heart set towards God, it puts me in a place of dependency on God. And with that dependency on God, I'm pushing myself out the picture because I'm not really looking at what I may have. I'm not looking at what, how many years I was in school. I'm not looking at the degrees I have in the war, because all that can change just like that. But God doesn't need he don't need all of that to get the job done. He just needs a willing vessel that's willing to endure hardness as a good soldier, because you're going to endure some things. You're going to face some hard hardness, because you think the enemy's going to sit right there and watch you and let you so easily build up when he's worked so hard to tear down? His desire is never good for us. So the sooner we understand it and realize if God is speaking, I need to hear. What is he saying to me? What is it he's placed in my hand to do? Why am I still here? Why didn't that accident take me out? Why did that stream bullet, that bullet miss my head? Excuse me, miss my head. Why? Purpose. You have not completed the purpose and plan that God has brought you here to do. Each one of us has a piece or component of that overall kingdom vision coming to pass. So it's going to take us having a heart set and a mindset to do the will of the Father. You know, y'all have seen it, you know, Sunday after Sunday or revival after revival. People go up there and shout, scream, bop their head, and they're saved, they got changed, and they accept the Lord. And the Lord gives some great things through them. And, you know, we give them a encouraging word, a prophetic word. And okay, after that happens, what happens? They go out there. Sometimes if they don't be planted, if they don't allow anyone to really stick with them, or if they don't stay in the church, or if they don't stay plugged in, what happened is they end up going right back out there, losing direction. And so because no one took the time to build them, prepare them, to stand, to go out and go through, now all this adversity. See, when we get saved, we don't escape adversity. We don't skip trials and tests. Now, for a while, he may allow some things to pass over us, and we might not get there. We might have to fight some things at that point in time. He's got to give you some time to get your foot wet. But now, after a while, at the point in time, the flood just will be lifted, it will be released, and the enemy's going to try to come in all kinds of different ways. You know, and that's where our relationship, knowing him, comes in. And so we're talking. Also, we're still in the same vein of he knows my name. So if anyone has a desire to call in, have any questions, comments, prayer requests, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the Q box. See, him knowing my name, my relationship with him plays a very big part while I'm building. Because even my relationship with him has to be built. Do a couple just come in and all of a sudden fall in love and that's the end of the story? No, that couple has to build that relationship. They have to build that marriage. Any kind of relationship on this earth, it requires building. If we don't take time to build it, how can it be strong and how can it last? We have to take time to build it. And though in the same kind of process, even with anything else, it's going to take time. You got to be relentless. In other words, you can't give up so easily. You have to be determined to win, determined to overcome, determined to hit, to have to take a licking and keep on taking. You have to be just that determined to win in God. You have to be that determined to be a disciple. Now, Jesus says to the powerful, he said, if anyone desires to come after me or be my disciple, they must hate mother, father, brother, sister, wife, children, everyone else, in order for us to really effectively be his disciple. Now, why would Jesus say something? That's cruel. How can Jesus say such a mean thing? He said, you got to hate mama, daddy. You got to hate sister, brother. You got to hate everyone. We got to hate all these people in order for us to be his disciple. All this to be the qualifications to be his disciple. That's a taught one of Jesus. What was being taught? In order for you to even be in his class, you got to hate them. What he's simply saying is this. No one else should matter more than me. Everything should be built and established should point back to me. Your relationships with any of them, it should never be over me. It should never be more important than you following me. Because Jesus being our Lord, you know, that's very important. If he's the Lord and Savior of our soul, our life, that means what he carries, what he has for us is very valuable. It's downright priceless. Our walk with God is so valuable, first to him, but also it should be that valuable to us as well. I realize without a relationship with God, I could not be who I am today. There's no way. I could never have no real true success without my relationship with God. Because he is the author and finisher of my faith. So if I'm relying on him, then my dependency is in him. So once again, in this building process, when we talk about building your walk with God, or in not only building your walk with God, but also building whatever it is he's placed you here to do, or constructing, cultivating, working on, whichever way you want to look at it, whatever you call to do, in order for it to be successful, we must have a relationship in action. We must have a relationship continuously going on. In life, we need to have a constant fellowship with the Lord in a relationship with God, because when times get challenging, times become the most, we need to be able to access his presence and walk in that place. We have to be able to access his presence and humble ourselves under his mighty hand. We have to be in that special place with God. So knowing that we have to be in that special place with God, so we have to be careful and mindful what we do and how we do it. Because people are observing who we say that we are to really see if we are who we say that we are. You know, someone can say one thing. Actions, their deeds, can say something totally different. So God here wants us to understand how we build is important. Building in God is important. Building on the single status, building as in the marriage status, you know, building in all these different arenas, we need to be able to build or construct or cultivate whatever the Lord has put into our hand. And this is why I encourage you as believers, we need to make sure we have stuff on hand to write. I slacked on that completely. I need to do better with that, because at any given time, because I'm always thinking, I'm always in my mind, always, you know, some people are just extroverts, you know, do it, you know, get do things outside, but I'm internal, you know, like to really take things, hold things in, deal with it, examine it before I let it go. It helps me to observe that. So here it is, as we see this process, Jesus tells us we got to hate those. Everyone else. We have to hate even ourselves. We have to be willing to hate ourselves in order to do the will of the Father. Well, that's another way of saying that's why we have to die to self. Because there's no way you, if Jesus, you both can live again. No. We must die to self in order for him to rise up in us, to be strengthened. So as we're building this thing, we have to also check, prove out. Because in an instant, things can change, but we need to make sure that we stay connected with headquarters. Regardless of the changes that happens in our life, let us stay in contact with, you know, the leader, you know what I'm saying, connected with the leader. So you never know how God may use the woman God, you know, we don't know how God may do a thing in with whoever's life. But bottom line is, we have to be in position for God to use us. We have to count the cost of being a disciple. Yeah, there's some things you may like to do, but it may not be necessary to God. We have to be able to take it, chunk it in the bag, and keep on going forward. Amen. So he said, anyone desires to follow after me and be my disciple, they must first get rid of, they must first hate mama, daddy, sister, brother, wife, children. You got to be willing to say, to shut that down, and you know, as far as with family, you have to be able to minister on that place, minister on that level. Somehow, some way, you got to find a way to complete what you started. Amen. Sometimes we tend to do things like that. We tend to start some things up and never finish it. I know, trust me, I know. Been there, done that, and trying to do better with that. Sometimes it's very easy to get sidetracked on something you're supposed to be doing. But just imagine if God allowed himself to get easy slack on some promises that you've been waiting on, or whatever case it be. If you don't tell him. So bottom line is, when it comes to our success in ministry, business, and life, we must have a time of enlightenment so we can look and observe, taking the truth for what it is. You may be in a neighborhood to where you wouldn't mind ministers to people, and just you see where you can be an encouragement to them. Well, that's why we have to be in touch with, you know, the leader, talk to the leader. Because if that's their house, I can't just barge in there and do what I want to do. That's not biblically correct. So we must be sure that we follow his instructions. So as we go further, he goes on to say, if anyone, when it comes down to being clean, purified, and everything in the right place and order, this is important to God as well. God cannot function and flow in chaos. He's God, he can do everything, but he's his preference. He does not like to have to deal with a situation like that. Because sometimes we end up taking on things that God did not intend for us to do. We end up doing some things that is really not profitable to us. So we lose time, money, effort. And so when we discover whatever it is that he wants to do, now we're tired. Because we're worn out from chasing butterflies. We're worn out from chasing things that don't even matter. But the most important thing is keeping that relationship tight with God. You know, we all can do better with that, because it's necessary. You do not know what situation you're going to be faced with on tomorrow. Huh, the night is still young. But we praise God's grace and travel and mercy on each and everyone who's out there, that he will prevent any accidents, anything happen in Jesus' name. Amen. So you know, even that was just led to pray that prayer, and that prayer goes out to your sons and your daughters, naturally and spiritually, because there's some of this travel right now that the enemy desires to sit this week. And I stand as an intercessor right now. We stand, we pray, we intercede, we bind the work of the enemy in Jesus' name. We render the enemy powerless. He would not touch our children. They are safe in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus covering, protecting, and shielding Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you for that in the name of Jesus. So, glory to God. So, once again, just want to encourage your hearts to just understand. So, he goes on to say, if anyone desires to come after me, he must first leave. He had to hit mom and dad, sister, brother, all around down the line, even to your own children, even yourself. Don't try and save yourself. So he goes on to say, I'm looking back at Luke chapter 14, we're starting at verse 16. If you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else by comparison. See, you can't have two women sharing, okay, for instance, sharing the mirror. You know, they're both trying to do their thing, and they both got awkward movements going on, and next thing you know, somebody frustrated somewhere that is not actually built to be two saints. That can be very frustrating. That can be very frustrating because here it is, you're trying to do what you know to do, and someone is blocking you from doing that. And if you don't head it off, there's some things that the enemy just will make it worthwhile. So as we continue to build what matters the most to God, as we continue to build the family, as we continue to build the structure of the home again, let us be mindful. The enemy's desire is to sift us as we, even when it comes down to taking care of the business and even far as protection for our family, doing, providing, you know, all of these things are important to God. And that's why we have to make sure that we've been called or that even for the part of the season that we're in, that we're in the right season. Sometimes we may be in the right thing, but the wrong season. And when the season is wrong, everything else is going to fall. It's going to be a headlong mess. But we must build wisely. We must build what God has given to us to build on. So as we go forth, he goes on to say, if any of you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. But don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there is enough money to finish it? That can go in several different ways. But sticking to what we're sticking to right now, not having no pay attention, we can end up causing more time to be lost and certain things happening. So instead of us just trying to do stuff just because it feels good, this is where purpose comes in. Like I said before, some people cannot die as much as they try to because of God's purpose and his plan. And that's so important because if you do not stay plugged in with headquarters, it's going to be disastrous. So as we continue in this, let us be encouraged to know that God is still yet moving. He's a flavorful God. He moves and gets the things accomplished. He gets it done. But God cannot use someone who's not reliable. We have to make sure that we're standing in position to do the will of the Father. When it comes down to it, we got to be strong. We have to be vigilant. We have to have a mindset to win. We have to be relentless. It's going to take all of that, even when it comes down to we've seen the success of each and every one. Stir within a fire within myself. See, the thing is, if we don't change, we keep getting the same results. If we want them to go higher, we have to sell ourselves a bit stronger. So, just to encourage your hearts, just to continue in doing what you're doing. Amen. And continue to, just, you know, as she go forward, she's learn to say what she needs to say. So, amen. So, as we continue to go forward, you know that God is preparing you to build. And the size of the ark is humongous. Him and his family was the ones who put it together. So just imagine the thoughts and the expressions of people. You're crazy. You're losing your mind. What you doing that for? But now, purity genius. See, we can't be moved by the crowd. The crowd is going to hardly ever see anything in our times against. The enemy will try to find all kinds of things to throw at us. But we have to be just as determined to win and to come through whatever he wrote for us. So, praise the Lord. So, as we continue to look forward, we're about to get on out here shortly. But as we see here, what's happening, the enemy has, I'll say this. The enemy is trying to hinder, stop the move, purpose, and plan of our lives. He's really trying to throw us off. He's really trying to throw us in and cause us to go a totally different direction. Why? Because he knows and sees the potential that we carry. So when we align ourselves with the will of God and do what he desires to do, now we're going to see success. We're going to see the Lord in action. So, amen. So as we continue to go forward in this, though, we have to keep in mind and remember that we're building. Because we're building, whatever it is, your relationship, you're building a business, you're building a call of God in your life, to do certain things, your passport is essential. We must have what it takes for us to be successful. When it comes down to it, when the rubber meets the road, there's things that we have to have in place when we're going to other countries and do different things in other places. We must make sure that we are in alignment with God. We have to make sure that we have understanding. But then to go into missions such as that, we have to know our word. We have to trust and believe our word vocabulary is going to change. It's going to change for the better. It's going to be successful. Just because God gave me the idea. So he's given it to me, then he's also good to you. So don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. Stay encouraged. Amen. So as we continue, he goes on to say, if anyone desires to come after me, they will, of course, pay a price for that. But the reward on the other end, when we actually help them by delivering, you know, it's a blessing to us, but it's probably something that they may feel the owners. So as you continue to grow and go, just know that God is positioning you for some great things to happen. So these opportunities that we have are vehicles to get us where we want to be. So let us begin to definitely look in and share and do what you have to do. So because we can have success, there's no limit on what kind of success we can have. So, amen. So we, as we continue to go forth and grow forth in the things of God, let's remember that these things are going to take building. And building overnight is not going to have everything it needs. And so as we continue to go forth and build, to that place of where whatever it is that we desire to do, it comes to pass. We must be willing to change. We have to be willing to cooperate with change. So I challenge you tonight, look at yourself. Think about yourself, where you are right now, life and ministry. Take a look a deep thought about it. The Lord desires for us to eat well, do well, all these other things. But when we begin to sabotage or allow the enemy to come in, that's why we have to be on our P's and Q's. So when we talk about building, now we're talking about building also with purpose. Whatever God has called us to do, we have to do with purpose. We have to do the understanding on the other side of this building or this place, that there could be someone who's in dire straits, someone really needs help, someone really needs to be healed, set free, and delivered. All of these above. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to be alert, be ready at all times because of that fact. Amen. So we, as we walk this thing out, know that God is using you to build something. Now, you may not even be doing buildings like a building or whatever the case may be, but you're building a case, but you're also building a reference. You're building even whatever comes, whatever your personality may bring, you now have the chance to display that, go forth in that, and have the kind of God's success that he wants to have. Sometimes we don't think about decisions we make before we make them. And this is where we get bites. So, amen. So, as we're going forward, we're kind of moving on to the end part here. He goes on to say, if that man, that soldier, or that general, looking to go to war. How many of us are looking to go to war every day? We're ready to go to the line. So, on that note, we have a responsibility to help others. We have a responsibility to make a difference. We have this responsibility of causing certain kind of whatever leaders and leadership to work together on a court. Things happen in that restaurant. Things happen in that concept about, you know, as far as building each other up, strengthening each other, encouraging, even pertaining to prayer. It all it takes for one person to ignite, and they're going to burn. That fire is going to be hot, and they're not going to pay attention to it. Because why? Because they, you know, are on a mission. I looked at the first video. I looked at the video, and it was showing, was talking about, you know, building, talking about business and stuff like that. The thing was about it, but you know, it's one of the key things that I always keep stressing, is going to be over time. Some things we want now, but it's obvious some things must take time. Some things we won't learn until an appointed time. Some things won't be available until in an appointed time. And when it's time to get back at with that loss that we totally missed, we can't take that back. We can't take the time back. So this is what we can do, go forward strong. And as we continue to go forth in this process of getting all those things in place, watch and see the favor of God. As we do it, God is going to move in there in favor. He is not going to just let things happen or go down the way it is. He is going to cause great success. This is where we have to trust and believe and know God for ourselves. We have to be able to hear him when he says it's time to move, it's time to go, it's time to touch. Whatever it takes, he has to be the one to initiate something, or he has to be the one, he doesn't know what's going on, I should say. We must make sure that we are in 4 points. Amen. So as we hear God in his word, we can't allow all the extra voices in our lives to override his word. His word is like breathing. His word is everything to us. And without his word, we are hopeless. But we are hopeful at our peak. So, amen. So, as we continue to go forward tonight, just know that the Lord is doing a new thing. He's building us up for such a time as this. And for those who are on last week, amen, God moved such an awesome way. And even on tonight, be encouraged. Know that the Lord is working to stay on your behalf. He's working for your good. Be encouraged to know that you don't have to stand by yourself and you don't have to just wait for anything to happen, but God knows exactly what he needs to happen in our lives. So, Father, thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, for showing you so strong. In the mighty name of Jesus, there's no one like you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right, so glory to God. So even as we talk about building with purpose, and even as far as the attitude or mindset of being, some people say, you know, they have just to have, don't have a clear mind. So when sometimes when we go to lay down, go to sleep, even though we may look like we're resting, we're not, because our mind just not seem to, yeah, so much going on. But God wants us to have a live a peaceful, goodly, and godly life. Our life included in Him. And so, amen. So as we continue to press our way through, as we continue to fight, as we continue to be relentless in what He's called us to do, let us truly have the kind of expression of love, that everything that we need to function this, that we should need, we should, it should be supplied at the next place. So, glory to God. We're going to stop right there. Once again, this is part two, amen, of He Knows My Name. Without Him knowing my name, I cannot have the success that God wants me to have. I need to be connected to God. I need to have an intimate flow with God. I need to be able to, that He, whenever He needs me to speak up and say something, it's already coming out of my mouth. He needs to have strength to have full control. There should be no resistance when it comes to mama or daddy, or when it comes to serving God, that you don't think twice. Because we have to realize that it's very important what we do in those times of gathering. It's very important. So, amen. So, we'll stop right there. If anyone is out there calling, then our number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. So, while at this time here, I want to take any prayer requests. If we have any people who need prayer or anything, shoot me up an inbox or just come on here and say something. And you'd be welcome to do that. Amen. Glory to God. So we have to be just that determined to win. And all this began with a conversation because of wanting to win. You know, praise God for that. But okay, we're going to get ready to shift in this part of the service here. But I want you guys to really think about what we're talking about tonight. He knows my name, but we also have to do it for His His purpose, fulfill the purpose and plan of God for our lives through Him. Where we stand, you know, we have to really truly embrace the opportunity He's given to us. God is moving by the second. We may not see everything, but God is moving. And the thing is, as we continue to go forward, just know that greatness is coming out of each and every one. We have to be willing and determined to win. It's not going to just be given to you. So, I mean, we have to get out there, we have to work, we have to grind, see who's, you know, Lord may lead us to meet, as far as meeting, speaking, and talking, discuss, whatever is needed, that's what is supplied. So, God is an awesome God, awesome God. And He's prepared us for such a time as this. So, that's also a great thing. So, we talk about fathers, us having the success that God wants us to have. Our accountability comes into place. Who's accountable to say that you did go to the gym? Who's to say that you did things that need to be discussed? But we're out of time. But anyway, we need to discuss those things. We need to talk about every chance we get, because the Lord is moving, and I don't want to miss out on what God wants to have. So, amen. So, at this time, we're going to get ready to shift, and we thank the Lord for each and every one. Anyone have anything to like this? Comment, be concerned. The number is still 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. All right. And for that person tonight, let me say this. That person might be contemplating, you're saved, but you're not in good standing with God. That's something for you and Him know, amen. He knows exactly where you are. We're trying to catch up. So, amen. So, anyway, so as we continue to go forward, just know that He is, you know, God has moved in such an awesome way that the proof is in the put. Good, effective leadership can make that much of a difference. So let us be that spark to make the difference. Let us be that one that will cause an uproar for his righteousness' sake. Who will be the one to say yes to his will and his way but us? So, amen. So we want to thank God for each and every one who is on tonight, and we just pray that you receive something of the Lord and that you will not stop here. But, you know, we just have to continue to go forth and go follow his will. Amen. So thank the Lord for each and every one. Next week we will not be on because we have an Easter service. So we will see you on the week after. Amen. We have a request, prayer request or someone coming on.
Hello?
Hey, hello.
Hey, this is Greg from Pennsylvania. I'm a first-time listener.
Hey, well, great. Good, thanks for being on tonight. Amen.
Hey, yeah, it's a on-point word. I was looking through what was coming up on the blog talk, and I just felt led. You know, I felt focused and led to come here. It's like, I felt like, you know, you had a word for me, and then I thought maybe it was a prophetic word, but whenever I called, you were just on point with what I was going through, with especially the bookshelf and the clutter. And I tell you what, right now, like, you know, as I've been calling in the show, I've been cleaning the house. And
wow.
I go through this. I got lots of projects on the back burner. You know, sometimes whenever, you know, you're prophetic, you get, you can kind of into what's going on and the different needs. I have so many little that I don't know what's mine. You know, I don't know if I just picked up on an eat from somewhere, but they all go on the back burner. And what happens is I've been really struggling with, well, usually sometimes it starts with back pain. And then I get all these knots in my back and it just, you know, it isn't like regular pain. It's more like always knotted up all the time. So, you know, I feel like something hopeless, like I can't get out of bed. And then it gets me out of fellowship because I like to participate in as many prayer conference calls as I can. And then that leads to clutter in the house because, you know, I'm single. And when that clutter starts to build in the house, it just gets overwhelming, you know, and it's like it just kind of spirals out of control. But so I'd like to prayer for that if you could, but it's just definitely, you know, I really don't know what to ask for prayer for. That's how many different little hitches.
Right. And I truly can respect that. And I thank God for you, first of all, being obedient to the Spirit and being on, because there's a reason why he had everything fought the way he did. And because he knows exactly what needs to be covered. And I also want to say this too. I do believe that there's a this season you're entering into a season of realignment. There's some things he's realigning, bringing things back into the place where it needs to be. And also to realign it, and also reassigning some things. Some things that need to be assigned to you, and there's some things that need to be unassigned. You know, so there were some things for a certain season that was yours to take care of and do. Now the season has come and has passed. Now it needs to be someone else is going to take up those projects or whatever certain things are. It needs to be delegated off to someone else because some things we may start, some things we may plant, sometimes we may water, but then God gets the increase. So everything is not for us to completely do. We may have a portion in that, but that's not may not be the whole thing. So in this season, what you're dealing, there's some things that God is shifting. He's moving some things out of your way, and that's why right now you're looking at things from a different perspective right now. You're seeing things from a different place. That's why you notice the clutter. You notice this and that, and you notice that. See, your vision has changed. Your perception has changed. Now, at one time, you're just gathering. Now you're to a place of now you have to begin to shift, move, realign, reassign, move things in, move things out, finish some things that were started before, bring it to a place of closure, and release it and let it go. So there's some things that's taking place right now in your life, and this is why even the prophetic is moving you in a different direction than what you used to, and you're seeing some things differently, and you question what's the things, but then just trust me, the answer's right there. God is doing a new thing inside of you. And for the season that you're in, everything is necessary that he's bringing you through right now. Everything is necessary. Even for the things that seem as unnecessary, it is necessary in one form, way, or another. It is necessary. So, just to encourage you, now tonight, from tonight to tonight going forward, as you go through the house, he's going to have you more focused. You're not going to try to sweep through the whole house one night. Don't do that. You get yourself frustrated. You wear yourself out. But ask the Lord, where do you want me to start first? What's the assignment for this night, this time? And he's going to prophetically lead you to where you'll be able to knock some things out at a certain length of time. That way you won't overdo it, and that way you'll still be productive. And as you're doing it, God is going to help you. He's strengthening you, and he's going to cause you to be able to get that strong word, no. And don't even think twice about it. He's going to give you that voice. He's going to give you that authority. He's already giving you authority. Now it's time to stir it up and activate it and do what he's called you to do. So be encouraged, and don't look at the past and let it try to define your future. You can't. Don't do that. Because what's happened in the past is in the past, and what did not happen is in the past. But today starts a new day. A new time. So I encourage you to stand your ground and allow God to do exactly what he needs to do. Father, thank you as I lift my brother up right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for giving him clarity, understanding. Thank you for strengthening him even as he wait on you, oh Lord, that you shall renew his strength. He shall mount up with wings as eagles, and he shall run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. We bind the spirit of confusion, frustration. We bind any demonic influences that's trying to come in and infiltrate, any demonic infiltration, we cancel that now in Jesus' name. We loose the presence of God. We loose the holiness of God. We loose the love of God to function, flow in each family in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, show yourself strong through her in the name of Jesus, oh God, that she will properly be able to walk in you in an effective way. So, Father, give you praise, give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Well, amen. Brother, be encouraged. And just like I said, just continue in doing what God's called you to do. He's always working out for your good. Okay?
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for being on and come back again, okay? All right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else at this time who needs prayer, amen, we can cover you in prayer and truly let the Lord do what he desires to do in your life.
Everybody's live.
All right. Everyone's live. Amen. Hallelujah. There's someone on the line tonight. You don't know who you are, but there's a place in this line decision that you have to make, and there's also frustration along with that too, because you're fearing making the same decision, making the same bad move like twice. Certain things didn't happen the first time, didn't happen the other time, whatever. But the fact of the matter is, you can't blame God for what the enemy wanted to do or try to do, what he's doing. But he's going to try and make things as miserable as much as possible. The enemy's going to try to attack you. He's going to try to find several different ways. But nevertheless, our Redeemer lives. And so we have to be able to stand our ground, overcome the adversity that's trying to weigh in on us and try to frustrate us. We bind the spirit of frustration. We bind the spirit of the weariness, that we not be weary in well doing, but we'll be strong, vigilant. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you for showing yourself faithful, Lord God, that as we continue to be faithful, you are too. So, Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 So, praise God for that person. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. All right. Well, okay. Well, praise God. Well, once again, thank God for each and every one. Thanks for your call. So we thank the Lord for once again for each and every one being on. Join us again on next week. Amen. As we continue to go forth. And further than that, amen. So he loves us just that much to send his son to die for us. He loves us just that much to where he never leave us or forsake us. He loves us just that much to make it real. So continue to watch while you pray. Pray while you watch and just good decisions. Amen. So amen. So we thank the Lord for each and every one once again. And we, you know, thank you for showing up and showing out. And may you be encouraged and have a great night. Amen.
Love your brother.